Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 108. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. Hey, welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in. Well, now with listeners from over 42 different nations, from Canada to Colombia, from Honduras to Hong Kong, I bring to you this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. This week's Friday Fundamental is self-discipline. Have you ever made plans to start your day or take on a new challenge, but can't seem to get yourself to do it? If so, you're not alone. On the other hand, can you think of someone who always seems to be crushing it, no matter what comes their way? What qualities do these people have that seem to set them apart from everyone else? It's most often self-discipline. Self-discipline, as defined by Merriam-Webster, is the correction or regulation of oneself for the sake of improvement. Self-discipline is the most important quality to your success. I personally believe that self-discipline is like a muscle. With exercise, it can be strengthened. Without exercise, it can weaken. Self-discipline is doing something that is good for you, even when you don't want to. So how do you practice and improve your self-discipline? Well, there are a few ways. First, turn positive actions into a habit. Rather than facing yourself with a decision to eat healthy, exercise, study, read, work, etc., instead, turn those things into habits. Once it becomes a habit, then you are no longer faced with the decision of whether or not to do that. You just do it. Next, take on the tough things. I like to set aside my mornings for these activities. Taking on the toughest thing, it could be the most time-consuming, boring, or challenging thing, first will give you a sense of accomplishment for the rest of your day. You won't go about your day knowing that you must take on this thing at some point. It will build momentum and set the tone for how you approach everything else. And not to mention, the small stuff won't seem like a challenge once you've knocked off that big thing. Gary Keller and Jay Papasan touch on this one thing principle in their book, The One Thing. They teach the readers to do the one thing that, if done, makes everything else easy or irrelevant. This is a brilliant yet simple strategy for being the most efficient you can be. Next, reward and fear are both good motivators. Chances are, one motivates you more, so use these to your advantage. If it's reward that motivates you, then think about how you'll feel after you accomplish a task. Think about how productive, organized, and capable you'll feel. Use these feelings to help you take on that challenge, activity, or task. Now, if it's fear that motivates you, then do the opposite and think about how you'll feel if you don't accomplish that task. Will you feel like you've wasted time? Will you feel like you've failed yourself? Think about these things and use them as fuel to accomplish that goal you're avoiding. By practicing these things, you'll begin to build your self-discipline. If you feel your willpower getting weak, don't throw your hands up in defeat. This is normal. In fact, this is when it's most important to keep your foot on the throttle and power through those emotions. Don't give in to excuses, no matter how good they sound. Once you say no to that negative thought just once, you've become much more self-disciplined. Next time, it's even easier. You build that self-discipline up each and every time you exercise it. So take on new challenges. Constantly work to improve yourself. Become the best version of yourself you can imagine. With a good amount of self-discipline, you'll be well on your way to building a lifestyle you deserve. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I really hope you're getting value out of these shows. If you've liked what you've heard, please leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on. For more information, resources, and to connect with me, visit www.jacobayers.com. Till next time, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.